We've all heard that some things are just too good to be true. That's, in a sense, the theme to One Man's Collection. It's a fun yet important place to perhaps reflect on what's true and what's not, and how to tell the difference. I'll take you to meet a most interesting man on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He has to be one of the most fun and interesting men I ever interviewed, a curator of a most fascinating museum.
My name is Bob McCoy. I'm the founder and curator of the Museum of Questionable Medical Devices in Minneapolis.
Some folks refer to it as a quackery museum. The collection began in 1979.
I've always been kind of a skeptic of things, and some years ago, I saw a fellow at the Art Institute trying to make a machine work that was a phrenology machine that measures the bumps on your head and prints out a paper tape. Well, I stepped up and got it running for him. He later gave me all these machines, so that's how we got started.
Bob is happy to demonstrate many of his machines and the unusual noises they make. One uses electrical shock to regrow your hair. Another has you breathing ozone to give your body renewed energy. Still another, called the vibrating chair, is supposed to shake you into better health, even helping you digest food properly. I found it only gave me a headache for the rest of the interview. Bob says a certain segment of the public distrusts mainstream medicine. While there is nothing wrong with examining the benefits of alternative treatments, he says too many people today are still being duped into believing outlandish claims.
If it's too good to be true, it probably is. People have got to be more skeptical. We need to get a better sense of science.
Bob passed in the early 2000s, and today his collection has a home at the Science Museum of Minnesota, where it is a permanent exhibit. He always hoped his collection brought a smile, but also alerted people to the fraud that could be perpetrated on uninformed consumers. Traveling the countryside in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.